وَقَالَ اللَّهُ لَا تَتَّخِذُوا إِلَٰهَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ إِنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَٰهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَإِيَّايَ فَارْهَبُونَ
Allah has commanded, Do not take two gods, for He is but one God, so fear Me alone. Allah has commanded, Do not take two gods. The negation of two gods naturally includes the negation of more than two gods.
وَلَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَهُ الدِّينُ وَاصِبًا أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَتَّقُونَ
His is whatever is in the heavens and the earth, and obedience to Him inevitably pervades the whole universe. Will you then hold in awe any other than Allah? And obedience to Him inevitably pervades the whole universe. In other words, obedience to God is the axis around which the whole system of the universe revolves. Will you then hold in awe any other than Allah? People are asked whether fear of any being other than the one true God and desire to escape His wrath constitute an appropriate basis for man's life.
وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِّعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فَإِلَيْهِ تَجْأَرُونَ
Every bounty that you enjoy is from Allah. And whenever any misfortune strikes you, it is to Him that you cry for the removal of your distress. Every bounty that you enjoy is from Allah. And whenever any misfortune strikes you, it is to Him that you cry for the removal of your distress. The fact that man instantly turns to God alone in moments of distress is a clear testimony embedded in man's own being. When faced with a serious crisis, all false notions woven by human fancies are shattered, and the true nature of man comes forward. This is the nature which knows none other than the one true God to be the true deity, the Lord, the all-powerful Master.
ثُمَّ إِذَا كَشَفَ الضُّرَّ عَنْكُمْ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْكُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ
But as soon as He removes the distress from you, some of you associate others with their Lord in giving thanks. But as soon as He removes the distress from you, some of you associate others with their Lord in giving thanks. Once the crisis is over, men are wont to join others, saints, gods, and goddesses with God, in giving thanks and making offerings and sacrifices. By so doing, they are saying that in addition to God, there are also others who had a hand in the kindness shown by God. The fact is that they believe that had these beings not been kind to them, and had they not urged God to kindness, He would not have shown them any kindness.
لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ فَتَمَتَّعُوا فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ
That they may show ingratitude for the bounties we bestow upon them. So enjoy yourselves for a while. Soon you will come to know the truth.
وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ نَصِيبًا مِّمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ تَاللَّهِ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَمَّا كُنْتُمْ تَفْتَرُونَ
They set apart for those whose reality they do not even know, a portion of the sustenance we have provided them. By Allah, you will surely be called to account for the lies that you have invented. They set apart for those whose reality they do not even know. The unbelievers have no reliable means of knowing whether God has associated anyone in His divinity, and whether He has delegated any of His tasks to others, or whether or not He has placed any part of His realm into the care of others. A portion of the sustenance we have provided them. This refers to the sacrifices and offerings which people make to deities out of their earnings and to the portion of their agricultural produce which they exclusively allocate for their gods and goddesses.
وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِلَّهِ الْبَنَاتِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَلَهُمْ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ
They assign daughters to Allah. Glory be to Him. Whereas they assign to them themselves what they truly desire. They assign daughters to Allah. In the pantheon of Arabia, goddesses outnumbered gods. These goddesses were conceived to be the daughters of God. Likewise, angels were also considered to be God's daughters. Glory be to Him, whereas they assign to them themselves what they truly desire, that is, sons.
وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ
When any of them is told about the birth of a female, his face turns dark, and he is filled with suppressed anger.
يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَىٰ هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ
And he hides himself from people because of the bad news, thinking, should he keep the child despite disgrace, or should he bury it in dust? How evil is their estimate of Allah? How evil is their estimate of Allah? The attitude of the unbelievers was tantalizingly self-contradictory. On the one hand, they considered it a matter of shame to have daughters, and on the other, they had no compunction in saying that God had daughters. Notwithstanding the gross ignorance and blasphemy in the claim that God had children, the unbelievers are specially reproached for cherishing a concept of God which, in terms of their own conception, showed God in an unfavorable light. Polytheistic beliefs had made them so blasphemous, insolent, and insensitive to God's majesty that they had no hesitation in saying whatever they wished about God.
لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ مَثَلُ السَّوْءِ وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ
Those who do not believe in the hereafter deserve to be characterized with evil attributes, whereas Allah's are the most excellent attributes. He is the most mighty, the most wise.